Hello, David. How are you?
Oh, a bit flat.
Oh my God.
Sure, here we go.
I'm not used to this. What's going on?
No, I got a parking ticket today for parking my car, the Getz, the world's smallest car, at the front of my house.
How much is the ticket?
$95.
I put it to you that the Getz is not worth $95, mate.
That's unfair.
Park less than 3 metres from continuous dividing line.
You know what that is,
Dave?
Go to
hell.
That's someone new at the council who's, you know, wearing the uniform for the first day.
Oh, man.
Going
Can I tell you my theory? This is the quota system. The new devil in the world is the quota system. So every bonus you have to achieve, or how much money, if the bank makes $10 billion profits, you get a $20 million bonus. Oh. Every time a quota is introduced, people lose their morality. He will have to have got so many people that day to do his job.
Get his quota up.
There'll be him in the tax department. I watched the Four Corners the other night, which was just horrific. And it came down. You need to recover this much money. So they pretty much just started hunting down law-abiding citizens. The quota system, Dave, you're another victim.
Yeah, okay. So
are you going to fight this all the way?
All the way to the court.
Can I note further? Jail. All the way to jail.
Dave.
Set yourself on fire out the front of Town Hall. Mate, do it.
Over a 90-buck fine.
Do it for you. You can be the Rosa Parks of the parking fine
Dave, this
system.
This is going to be purely for mixed amusement, you realise.
I'm outraged too. When we get back, though, it's time to get into Clown of the Week. Am I right, Dave?
You bet.
Who would you like to clown?
The council.
The council.
You and still look
officer.
Sad, Dave.
I'm ropeable.
Come on.
What's the next step?
Perk up.
I don't know. I've written a letter back saying, look, I've parked here for 10 years. This is my house where I park my car.
I hope they're listening.
I hope so.
You know what, Dave? You give a small man an ounce of power, and that's what happens every time.
Goes to your head.
I had a dog catcher catching my dog off my nature strip.
Well, I won't have that.
That's un-Australian.
Speak to Chris Brown about that, shortly.
Yeah, indeed.
All right. Are you happy?
I'm all right.
Are you okay?
Yeah, why?
You weren't so happy
on
Friday.
You're a bit down on
Friday. I was filthy, and I was still thinking about it this morning when I put the bin out. Yeah.
Well,
that's where my car sits. That's where I got the fine.
And can't you park your car there anymore? For those who are unaware, Dave copped a $95 parking fine on Friday. He was furious.
And he caught because it was right outside his house.
Yes.
It was ropeable on air.
Parked there for 10 years.
The little Getz.
I've followed you on Twitter and you were threatening to leave the local
community. I was.
I
brought in the CEO of Wyndham Council.
Are they on deck?
I haven't heard back yet. I was getting the army on board to say, look, this is BS.
Terrible,
not happy.
Dave.
So
terrible.
Do you think you're going to have to pay it?
Oh, of course I'll have to pay it.
But you're not happy about
not happy
that,
about
are you?
It. What else could I do? Could go to court.
Or...
We could help you out here, Dave.
What's happening?
Well, you tell him, Jane. We've organised something for you.
We've felt for you, and we just think so are the listeners.
What?
We might have set up a bit of a GoFundMe page.
We have. If you go, where are we going to? What's the actual
Facebook
address?
Or Twitter? Is that
we're going to Facebook?
Well, get on there now. There's a big
about?
Picture of Dave up there. There's a GoFundMe to help pay Dave's
$95
parking fine because
now,
Dave...
I feel bad for the listeners, though. You shouldn't have to shell out for that for something
Well, they don't have to shout out a lot.
We want to keep you. If they pop in $2, mate, well, I'll tell you what. Maybe they could... don't have to
$2,
pay the whole lot because... Okay, correct me if I'm wrong. Did I hear this? You've had some chocolates here all week, haven't you?
Yeah, for the under-12s.
For the under-12s, for your local footy club.
That's what that was.
The charity chocolate.
Yes.
I noticed it as I was going to the vending machine to get my cherry ripe.
Yeah.
Now, you had when you went, all the chocolate.
I know
was,
where this is going.
Where the chocolate was taken.
Yes.
You went through the money and
I did.
Was
I checked the float because it should have been $50 because it was $51.
How much money was it?
$65 in the envelope.
So what, $15 bonus.
I think Will Anderson chipped $10 in last week.
So what did you do with the bonus?
Well, I don't know. I might have spent it for lunch.
You're a bit low.
I'll put it back in, though. I'll put it back
in. He's going to put it back in.
I'll put it in the GoFundMe. That's what I'll do.
There you go. That's what it is.
I tell you what, we're going to snitch in this office, and snitches get stitches.
Wait, now you're threatening our staff. What's wrong with you?
Okay, let's find out where we can get up to the GoFundMe page.
How do you get to the GoFundMe page? So it's coming here, Sam, and tell people how they get onto this thing. We got to do this.
I serviced the Getz yesterday, too. I did the oil and fuel.
Where's the Getz? Where's it? Where are you parking it as we speak?
Well, it's downstairs. It's in the car park.
At home?
At the front of my house still.
Oh, all right.
But more than 3 metres from the white line.
We're about to launch this. It's called Get Behind Dangerous Dave,
Sam, where
Man
is
of the People.
We've just posted it, guys. If you go to the Kennedy Malloy Facebook page or the Kennedy Malloy Twitter account, all the details are there. Trying to get to $95.
Trying to get to $95. We'll take dollars. We'll take $2.
We'll take 50 cents.
We take Bitcoin.
We can do that.
Imagine a Bitcoin.
I don't think Bitcoin's going to fly on this.
Bitcoin don't want to be associated with anything as tawdry as this. So are you okay, mate?
Yeah. No, I feel guilty for doing this and you doing this, but I'll take it on board.
Well, we haven't got any conscriptions yet.
Don't worry. We'll find out how it goes and we'll check in the next hour.
So we get more than 95. What do we spend the money as well, do
we? No, it stops.
Go to lunch again, do you know?
It ends at $95 and we close it down. Don't worry, I've asked all these questions.
That's how it works. All right.
Want to make sure it works. All right.
Thanks. Are you happy?
I very much appreciate it. I feel good now. Thank you.
I'll tell you what's fired up our base at the moment, Dave, is that's the Getz.
That?
Everyone's very curious about the Getz. Is it going to be put down?
It conked out last night on me. It just stopped at the traffic lights and couldn't be restarted.
And did you say that you think your mechanic has just called you and
missed a
call?
I've got a missed call there.
Can we put that live to air, please? Oh. That'll be it.
Yeah, let's when you
Come
call
on.
In.
No.
Because it'll be like the vet saying whether they have to put the Getz down.
This might be it.
Hey, Adam Edwards contacted us on Twitter. Dangerous Dave, I was driving a Getz. As of about 3 months ago, and the same thing happened to me.
Bull.
I have bad news. When your timing belt goes, hit a Getz, it's cooked.
Cooks the engine.
Oh, no.
What's the timing belt?
Don't worry about that, Jane. It's a secret men's it's a belt.
That's a big, that is
something
a,
to do with
that's
the
what's known as a Kennedy sigh.
I've just copped
a Kennedy sigh.
A Category 5 Kennedy sigh I just copped. Hey, what about this?
What?
If it's good, if it's bad news,
okay.
I get to do what I want with the Getz. Like I can Thelma and Louise it off a cliff or crush it.
Oh.
Crush it up.
Yeah,
you know,
that
like
sounds good.
Crush it.
That's fun.
We could crush it and put it here
fun
in the
for
studio.
You guys. I've had so many good memories with that car.
Yeah, but it's time to go. And you might as well go in a spectacular manner. Let's get our if you want to jump on board and give us ideas of what to do with the Getz when it's gone.
Maybe one last ride. Maybe a drive-by.
Maybe
we could knock over a 7-Eleven or something and then fire it up
for good time's sake.
What do we do with the Getz? Do we give it away?
Sure.
I think it's a good idea. And I know we've got very, very imaginative listeners.
Come on. What's the appropriate centre for it? Do we get it monster track tyres?
What, pimped?
We pimp out the Getz.
Do we cremate it?
Oh, geez, Jane.
Put it in a vase.
Come on.
No, that's not very good,
room.
Is it?
Oh, I'm right here.
A lot happening. It's very interactive, today's show.
It is.
Your GoFundMe site, Dave, is up and running and raking in the small donations as we speak. This, of course, is Dave got a parking fine, $95 for parking at the front of his house. He's threatened to move.
I'll
leave the local area.
Down in the dumps about
He's not a happy camper.
You're a very good citizen as
I am. I'm the biggest supporter of my suburb.
Pipe down. Without his knowledge, we've set up a GoFundMe page.
Embarrassing.
To see if we can keep him in his local terrain safer. We've got $20.
What?
Daniel Ross, $5. Thank you.
Matthew Skelton, $20.
Okay. Kev Gray, $5. Jacqueline McCann. Well done, Jacqueline. $5. See, this is how it goes.
Daniel Ross, $5. Thank you very much. I love a bit of telethon talk, don't you?
Oh, this is fantastic. And it's all for a good cause. Dave, Dangerous Dave.
We are going to shut it down at $95 too. It's not going to be sort of creepily swung.
Look at this, Daniel Ross. Anything to help out a legend, keep up the good work. Kev Gray, I'll double it if Dave, Mick, Jane do a promo for my own radio show. No, we're happy with the vibe.
Maybe not.
Jacqueline McCann, I went on holidays for 1 week and received 4 parking fines for parking in front of my house. No good, mate. Well done, Jacqueline. She's gone out in sympathy.
Feels my pain.
She has.
She feels your pain. Yeah. We get it all. There we go. Keep them rolling in. Dave, how did you go?
Yeah.
You took on the local council.
And good news, guys. It was
Hang on. What was the...
So I parked my car, the Hyundai Getz, outside my house, and the parking inspector, this is a quiet resident, like a quiet residential street, and I got a notice in the mail saying you parked too close to the white line in the middle of the road.
And you were not happy.
I was filthy. It's like my house. It's
so you wrote them?
Wrote a letter.
Did you pay it?
I challenged it. I challenged it and got a note back last week saying, yeah, we've overturned it. There's a warning that it's been overturned.
There we go.
So, you can do it. You can
win for the little guy. I went for the little ugly guy. I win for the...
Yes, to spoil your party.
Oh, no, that's great. Get him in here. Get him in here. What's his name?
I think his name's Josh.
Josh, come in here, mate.
I don't know.
I've already sent him out on a very special mission.
All right.
You better not stuff this up.
Get you around to that middle microphone there,
Josh. It's for, it's for you, Dave. Don't be so rude. Look what he's done. He's gone and got you a cake. Hey.
So our work experience guy has just brought in a birthday cake for Dave, for you, Dave. And it is...
Describe it to the world. Thanks, Josh. We'll get back to you a bit later.
Thank you, Josh.
Actually, Dave, why don't you describe it?
In the fridge.
Can you see it?
I can't see it.
I just have to say it.
Okay. It is a cake of your red Getz.
Oh,
the Hyundai Getz.
That is amazing.
And you can see how far it is parked.
Too close to the curb.
From the curb.
You've even got the Wyndham Council parking inspector.
Yes, and it's got a parking fine on the windscreen.
That is adorable.
And look at the budgie.
A budgie on the back.
One of your budgies taking a poo on the roof. There's no poo on the roof, Josh.
That is
poo on the roof.
That's an amazing cake. Thank you to AbFab Cakes for making the cakes. Abfabcakes.com.au.
Josh, get it.
Oh, thanks, Josh.
I don't think Josh had to go very far to get
Josh,
it.
Do you know he's like? He's like Mr. Wolf.
Mr. Wolf
from Pulp Fiction. can we use Josh on the weekends?
We can't harass him. We'll get in trouble. We will.
We're going to put the photo on Instagram, by the way.
We are. We're going to light your can and we'll have some cake.
Thanks, guys. I feel...
That is a ripper.
You want to make a wish?
There it is.
Let's start at the top. Dave, what happened? The Getz, the reliable Getz.
My little mate.
Your little mate.
What happened to your mate? How far were you from work when she stopped?
Stolen by the Apex gang or what is it?
No, I was driving home after the show in a great mood because it was a great show yesterday. I was feeling really good.
Yeah, it was good.
Car was going really well and I was about 300 metres from home. Got to a set of traffic lights.
300 metres from home?
Almost home. Yes. Got to a set of traffic lights, Mick, and the car just stopped. All of a sudden.
Why did it stop, Dave?
What part of it stopped?
Well... It just stopped. It stalled at the traffic lights.
Yeah.
And I thought, man, what's going on here? This is a bit awkward.
Did it just conk out? Was it silent?
Well, I tried to start it and it was going zzzz. I thought, maybe it's the battery.
Were there cars behind you?
There was cars behind me, Jane.
It's honking.
They're honking. I've got my hazard lights on.
Cruel.
I've got my hazard, and I stormed out of the car and said, my car's broken down.
Oh.
Because, you
don't see that side of you often.
No, you don't. I was shocked.
Well, they're tooting me, and it's like, you can see something's up.
Yeah, right.
And then a man got out of a car,
and we
both got out, and we pushed it, because it's pretty light. We pushed it down the road to the side of the road. And then I called for an emergency battery replacement.
Did you have to put it down like you would a horse?
You think of just setting fire to it and doing a runner and claiming the insurance.
I've had this since day one, brand new.
So how'd you get it out of there?
So I called a client called Melbourne Batteries, who were brilliant. Aaron and his dad, they came, they put a new battery in, but couldn't get it started. It's not the battery, it seems.
Oh, you said they did a good job. They're idiots.
Well, they're not. They were great guys because they organised a tow.
They charge you for the battery?
Of course.
Didn't work.
Well, the battery works, but the car doesn't work. So they organised a tow.
I could have bought you a battery.
Anyway, so I'm wearing my Triple M vest on. So I thought, here we go. They go, mate, you work at Triple M, do you?
Who's this?
This is Aaron and his dad from the battery people.
Do you really wear that vest all the time?
Not really, I don't, but I did this time, and it kind of worked in my favour.
I
know Mick Malloy, says the guy.
Who?
I took him to Sexpo in WA. True story.
Is this true?
Mick, possibly.
He organised for you to go to Sexpo in Western Australia.
I was promoting my film at the time.
There you go.
Which was...
Crackerjack?
No.
Boytown?
Crackerjack. No, Tackle Happy. It was a documentary about the puppetry of the penis guys, and we were opening.
Right.
That would make more sense now that you'd
Perth,
be at...
And I remember it now because it was a very sad incident at the Ballo Perth, everyone over there.
Yes.
At Sexpo, because the Colonel had his snake taken off him at quarantine.
What are you talking about?
Well, the Colonel's, he's a bondage master.
Sure.
He travels with his snake, and when he got to Perth, when he got to the Perth airport, he was inconsolable. I go, mate, what's going on? He goes, mate, I've taken a snake. I had to kind of talk him through it.
You'd be good at doing that, talking someone down.
Give him some support.
Yeah.
Well, there's a very strange link between the Getz at Sexpo and a snake.
I remember this. I remember this. One of the guys who was working on the crew, they're like carny folk. It's like a big circus that travels all around Australia. One of the guys, they're very nice people.
Mm.
One guy goes, oh, I've just got a new girlfriend. I think I'm really in love. I go, well, that's great. It's great. I've got a picture of her. I'm thinking he might have one in his wallet. He goes, yes. And he goes over to a stand, flips open a stick magazine.
Oh, and then, no.
And there's a close-up of a woman's
Wow.
Oh, God.
Oh, jeez.
Well done.
That's not how you'd show them.
Well played.
Parents,
so at the moment, it's up on blocks. It's a bad timing belt, apparently, and could be RIP.
It was a good launch.
Jane Kennedy and Mick Molloy for the drive home. Around Australia.
Oh, come on, Dave.
Soldier on. You are a trooper. I know that about you.
This is fate. It's going to be the best
thing
that ever happened
like
to you.
When you love a car, and you'd be the same.
Happened to me with the Chockey Beast.
Yeah, no, I'm...
Did it? The Chockey Beast was my first car.
You just grow fond to it.
It was a diarrhea brown Toyota Corolla. But gee, it had some...
That's what I mean.
You know, had some history there. they don't call me Windscreens O'Brien for nothing.
You're not serious.
Wow.
That now I can't get out of my mind.
Okay, so your first car, what was your little Nissan Navara?
It was a Mazda 1300 yellow.
No, the white one.
Oh, Vitara. That was my second, actually.
The Suzuki, is it?
Suzuki Vitara was white.
Around town like she was in some kind ad for
hot chicks,
women's products.
Hot chicks.
Hot chicks. Yeah. Hot chicks.
You loved going in that car.
I loved it. It stayed with me. But seriously, the reason we're talking about this is the Getz is on the ropes. We've spoken to your mechanic.
Yeah.
And it's not good.
Oh.
He has got it up on blocks as we speak. But okay. I think the consensus is it's going to be more expensive to repair it.
Yep.
And what would you value the Getz at?
It's a 2006 model, so I'm thinking you'd probably
$2,006.
You'd probably get $2,000. Yep. Not even that, I don't think.
Well, but we wanted to go in spectacular fashion because it deserves it.
We thought we could turn this into a kind of promotion for the show, and we could blow it up or shoot it into space in Elon Musk style, or get it crushed. You know, when you go to those crushes, crush it into a little thing about this size and put it in the corner.
That could be cool.
Keep it in the corner.
Do you know what, though? Our audience are clever, and they think of good ideas.
Right.
And Steve's come up with something.
Fire away.
Hey, Steve.
Hey, Jane. How you going?
Yeah, good. What is your suggestion for the demise of the Getz?
Well, I reckon you should incorporate Mick, what he felt missed out on the getting the show on Dave's pilot, and get Dangerous Dave and Mick to go on Russell Coit with the Getz, be broken down, and then get Russell Coit to come along and do what Russell Coit does.
No.
Wow, that's
a good idea.
That's quite good.
You know what? To get Russell Coit to go backwards into a dam while he's dropping off a boat.
While he's been grabbed on the nuts by a crocodile.
Yeah, or jumper leads.
Trying to set up his camper as it rolls down a hill.
Hey, that's a good idea, Steve. Well done. Like that.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, that's cool.
Get blown up in an episode of Russell Coit. What a way to go.
That's true.
You're thinking.
Let's go to Dave.
Hi, Jane.
G'day, Dave.
What is it, Dave?
Look, down, you have the Rock Patrol.
Yeah.
And then down the side, you must have written, Dangerous Dave actually drove this car.
Oh, so a Rock Patrol Getz.
It's a Rock Patrol
handing
Getz.
Handing out the icy cold cans of Coke.
How are we going to get it up and going again, though?
We'll drop in a Chevy engine. We'll put on some Monster Truck tyres.
Monster Truck tyres? That's a good idea.
Tires.
Yes.
And we'll go crashing other cars in the Getz.
Oh, man.
But
hey,
not,
Dave,
but
you've
not,
inspired us.
But
that's
not
good.
At events, just down the street.
Correct.
Oh.
Look out.
Bang, bang, bang.
One lucky listener gets his car crushed by the Getz.
We'll put it on a train and take it around Australia.
Oh, okay.
I love this.
Think big. Think big.
Yeah.
Hello, Matt.
Hey, how you going?
What do you want, Matt?
I reckon you should paint it up. Triple M colours. Mm. Dangerous Dave, sad face on the side. And drop it from a crane.
Oh, drop it from a crane.
I don't like the idea of destroying it.
Yes, you do.
Onto some explosives or into a...
It's the only way you're going to get over it, Dave.
Drop it from a crane into Molly Meldrum's spa.
Wow, that's a bit of a mind spin.
For showbiz. Yeah.
That is good showbiz.
I like it. All right.
Hello, Murray.
G'day, how you doing?
Yeah, good. Go ahead, Murray. What's your idea?
Well, I reckon we should give it to the Army Boys at Parkapunyal.
Army Boys at Parkapunyal.
Oh, they shoot it up.
They can do whatever they want.
Right. You mean you want to see it go down by smart missile?
I'm not sure whether.
On infrared? Jeez. Mm. All right.
I was thinking of handing it down to my daughter when she
starts
driving.
No, that's not happening.
Not happening.
Okay. No. She's going to get a BMW, by the way.
I'm going to tell you right now, to see the look on your daughter's face when she gets a 2006
She is not going anywhere in that car.
Will be priceless.
Yeah, you've lost it.
All right. Hey, Chris, what do you reckon?
Yeah, g'day, guys. I reckon we should do the right thing by the car and not have any death and destruction. I reckon Dave should gift wrap it and send it down to Dangerous Dave at Tasmania.
To the original Dangerous Dave.
Not the original.
Oh, no, that's a nice idea, Chris.
Hey, we've got your present, Dave.
He's not having it. You're not sending
all right,
it.
Time for one more. Matt.
Hey, y'all.
What's your idea?
Well, yeah, first of all, let's destroy the bastard.
Yeah, well said.
Well, but look, here's a good idea for you, Dave.
Yes.
Let's melt it down. Let's turn it into a currency. We can either call it something like Dave Coin. let's see, what else? D-bits, or maybe even Dangerous Credits.
Not bad.
Matt, you've really thought about this, and the idea is very appealing to Dave.
And I get half of it.
I'm sitting on Burke Road in Kew. We're not going anywhere.
Okay.
And with the coin, buy a new car.
Okay.
Thank you, Matt.
Well, you're a thinker, Matt. We like your style. Well done, all.
Keep your suggestions coming through.
Hey.
What?
The Getz.
What?
Situation.
Yeah,
People have got ideas of what to do. Scott Nixon says, let Josh, the work experience boy, blow the Getz to hell. You bloody owe him for making him go and see book club.
Oh, it's my Getz. I didn't make him go to the book club.
Make him take it to the drive-in to see his next chick.
There you go.
Simone Russell says Dave's Getz should go to the Beau Desert show next weekend as an obstacle in the Smash Up Derby. Oh. That is the demolition derby in Beau Desert.
What about just sitting on, like, you know, someone's front lawn in waist-high grass? You know, like a rotting hulk.
Yeah.
That seems
wouldn't that be good?
Sad.
Like a carcass.
Someone, Zone Infinity laser tag. I'll use the Getz in our laser tag arena as a prop.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
That's
you can hide
idea.
Behind the Getz while people are shooting
sweet.
At you. Tony's on the line. Tony, you've got an idea?
Mate, I do. Happy Friday. I'm thinking the last great competition involving Jane's toilet was shot down, so maybe four people living in the Getz and the longest one who survives wins the Getz.
Oh, that's right.
Tony, I just don't think people really will last that long.
Not
they'll
big.
Go, oh, well, it's
you,
a Getz.
You poo-pooed a couple, of, pardon the pun, a couple of good ideas.
Yeah, I do. Because I've just got a better idea than everybody.
I keep coming up with some rippers.
No,
and
they're
then
not.
You just keep knocking them on the head.
That's because, Mick, I'm a creative force on this show and, you know.
Wait till I come to your place next time.
I am getting a deadlock on my toilet
It'll be
door.
Like going to McDonald's. You need the code.
Yes, you do. You need a key.
Got to get the code. Hello, Jane Kennedy. How
Hello,
are you?
Hello, Nikki Malloy.
Hello, Dangerous Dave.
Hi, Jane.
Dave. How are you, Jane?
That's a bit rude.
Oh, I'm talking to Mick.
Why wouldn't you talk
filthy.
To me?
I'm
what?
Filthy.
I think I know what this
what
is about.
What you did last night to my Getz is sacrilegious.
Shall I fill everyone?
We all went out
for dinner last night because Sam, our EP...
He's going away. It's a sad occasion here. He'll be leaving us at the end of the week. Thank you, Sam, for everything.
It's coming back.
It's coming back.
Yeah, well, is he? I don't know.
He is.
It's a long time in radio.
Well,
I've seen someone leave on Thursday and not come back Friday. I've been rung at home and been told not to come in tomorrow on an answering machine message.
Oh, well, at least he went out on high.
In January. Oh, a lot could happen between now and then.
Well, we all went out for a dinner and it was a good get together, wasn't it?
It was the Last Supper.
Last supper.
It was going well for a bit, but
what happened? What did I do?
What you did.
Well, your Getz was parked outside the pub where we were all having dinner.
The Getz in pole position, by the way, in the rock star position.
Really nice. And Mick and I were outside waiting to head off to go home.
That's it.
And I said, oh, there's Dave's Getz.
Well, you hoped it was mine. What if it was somebody else's?
We did hope it was yours.
Two people rooting in the back of it.
But I don't know what instinct someone has when I just say, there's a friend of ours' car, to go and lie on the bonnet and mansplain and then say, Jane, take a photo of me.
Like
which
some sort
I did.
Of hood ornament.
Terror. Well, chick magnet or hood ornament? You being the judge, it could be either.
Mm. Mate, I bet that car at the car detailers all day to get that massive ass groove out of the bonnet.
Car models are hot, generally.
All right.
Generally, they are.
Yeah. Yes, well, there it is. Call me a showbiz asshole.
Don't point your finger at me. What have I done?
Dave, have you seen the new signs in the car park today?
I have not. What's happened? I haven't had a look.
Oh, well, Jane, did you or did you not yesterday?
What's
happened? Security came up to you, right, and asked, I said, Jane, why don't you park in the area for on air? And you said, oh, it's always taken by underlings.
I didn't say underlings.
I'm paraphrasing.
It's always full of people who are not necessarily on air people.
Right. So anyway, picture this. You come in today. And there are signs up everywhere, on air only.
That is,
I didn't ask for those signs.
You have rung up security.
No, is that Kush? I didn't.
You have given them a spray.
I think Kushar is a security guy.
And today there are new signs everywhere.
No, he's done it off his own bat to make me happy,
I know what it's like.
And other people in the building.
Sometimes when you come into our office, we don't talk for 10 minutes. We just go, oh, what kind of mood is she in today?
I wouldn't know those car parks, guys.
Are you serious?
Where are you?
I'm in the executive car park, so I'm behind the boom.
What do you mean?
Well, you're in the executive car park.
Gate goes up, how does it go up?
I've got a little clicker in the car, get behind the boom, extra security for the gets.
Oh, you have not seen a tantrum. Hang on.
Who parks and gets in the executive? Lexus, yes. BMW, exactly. Mercedes, gets.
Exactly
how
it rolls.
They might think it's a prize.
Why aren't you in the on-air section?
No, well, you know, I'm sort of...
You're on air?
Yeah, well, no, but I'm in...
Borderline. I mean, your name's not on the poster. Oh.
Don't bring that up again.
Well, second time you said that.
Because you'll cook your own goose with that one. You know what'll happen.
Well,
look out.
So are you happy today? You've come in.
I'm actually. You've come got a spring in my
step.
And
there's a car park for you.
Yep.
You've got rid of.
I only want one.
What you've done is said to everyone who works here, you're not as good as me.
Yeah.
Get out of my car.
Don't you know who I am?
Sort of, yeah. Oh, well. When you've been in the business as long as...
to anyone in the sales department, anyone in marketing...
especially sales department. If I see someone from sales in my car park...
If you want to scratch Jane's car with a coin, do it today.
That was done.
We've been working hard. What about a beer delivery to the studio? What about... Why don't you organise some kind of...
What about flowers for me? Just for being me?
What about a car park for me?
Oh, what about a car park for Dave? Yeah. Now, Dave, now this is, again, we've got trouble inside.
Feuding. Yeah.
Well,
it's not
the studio
feud.
Here.
No.
So what happened?
It's not my fault.
Let's do this chronologically. Came in earlier this week and Fee came in and said.
Our office manager said, Jane, just to let you know, I've got a special car park for you. It's now behind another boom gate.
A second boom gate.
And I,
Fee left, inside the wire.
Yeah. And I went, oh. God, that's just a lot more palaver for me, isn't it? Anyway, I better find out what's happening.
It's happened. Mm. And Dave, Fee came to you.
She came to me today. My dad said, oh, I need to see you about something. I'm going to move your car outside the boom because that's just for talent behind the boom.
Just for talent. 28 years in radio and I still not even recognise as talent.
Jane's bogarted your car park.
No.
No, you are. It's where the gets is. I saw it.
It's not. It's next to the gets.
How long's the gets been there?
5 years I've parked
Dave,
down
I'll
there.
Dave, I'll fight for you on this.
Thank you, Jane.
I'm going to go on strike. No, I won't park behind the boom gate until the gets to stay there. I've now spoken. There you go.
I appreciate that.